Welcome to this week's edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, representing Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Let's jump straight into a highly consequential matter. Starting this October, the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI, will begin an intensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice. The critical spotlight is turned on by none other than Peter Kell, the former deputy chair of ASIC and ACCC. It's expected this independent review will stretch until the end of June next year, laying bare systemic issues such as handling mental health claims and the appropriateness of the claim process. This initiative is greeted with high hopes from notable industry leaders like Justin Delaney, the CEO of Zurich Financial, who sees this as a testament to the industry's commitment to constant improvement. Stay tuned with us as we continue to unpack the implications of this every week until the revised code commences on the 1st of October, 2027. Staying within the realm of insurance news, a decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, may have far-reaching effects for pet owners nationwide. A recent case saw AFCA siding with PetSure, effectively limiting a pet owner's payout to $2,600 for a dog's medical expenses, originally costing about $6,500. As apparent from the case, the fine print in policies matters. Pet owners would do well to scrutinize their insurance policies to ensure optimal coverage and avoid financial shocks. Switching gears now, we move to the retail life insurance sector. Despite amassing an impressive $9.4 billion in annual premiums, the sector exhibits signs of strain. Growing primarily from price hikes rather than new business, the industry raises sustainability questions. But don't lose heart. Zurich Australia's Kieran Ford sees ample growth opportunities. Leveraging non-traditional risk advice markets might propel the industry and offer better financial outcomes. Stay optimistic, folks, because industry innovators like Catherine Hayes envision a brighter future where new advisor categories merge with current specialists, bringing about rejuvenation. Last but certainly not least, we delve into the world of workers' compensation. Unsettling revelations emerge from the New South Wales government as reform delays lead to ominous forecasts. Treasurer Daniel Mukhe stamps on the mild panic button, warning of increased premiums and strains on service providers, with each day of delay costing the workers' compensation scheme a staggering $6 million. A broader discussion will soon unfold at a public hearing with insurance representatives, iCare, and CIRA, all grappling with solutions to this crisis. That's a wrap on your industry news this week. As always, I'm Paige Estratori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. Be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more details on the topics covered today and other insurance queries. See you again next Monday for your weekly dose of insurance news.